Today's U.S. CPI report and Fed Chair Warsh congressional testimony stand as the two pivotal events for global financial markets. Together, they have the potential to influence not only the remainder of the week, but also expectations heading into the Federal Reserve's late July policy meeting. The inflation data will be released first. Headline CPI is expected to cool noticeably, with consensus pointing to a minus 0.1% month-on-month reading and the annual rate declining from 4.2% to roughly 3.8% to 3.9%, largely reflecting a sharp drop in gasoline prices during June. Investor focus, however, will center on the core measure. Economists anticipate a 0.2% month-on-month rise, which would keep the annual core rate near 2.8 to 2.9%. From a market standpoint, the details will matter more than the headline. A softer than expected core print would signal that underlying inflationary pressures remain on a gradual downward path, likely easing Treasury yields, softening the U.S. dollar, and supporting risk assets. Conversely, an upside surprise in core CPI, particularly in service or shelter components, would reinforce concerns about persistent inflation and could lift expectations for another Fed rate hike, building on yesterday's hawkish remarks from Governor Christopher Waller. Attention will then shift to Fed Chair Kevin Warsh in his first congressional testimony since taking office. Markets have already repositioned for a somewhat more hawkish stance under Warsh, so the threshold for a major negative surprise appears elevated. His comments will be scrutinized primarily for any shift in tone, a data-dependent approach that acknowledges continued, if uneven, progress on inflation without escalating hawkish rhetoric would likely be interpreted as neutral to slightly constructive. Combined with benign CPI figures, this could offer modest relief to equities and other risk assets. The key wild card remains geopolitics. Renewed Middle East tensions have driven oil prices meaningfully higher in recent sessions. As a result, today's CPI reading is partly backward-looking. Even if June figures print soft, investors will immediately weigh the risks that sustained higher energy costs could reaccelerate headline inflation in the coming months. Overall, today's combination of data and policy commentary carries the ingredients for elevated volatility. However, with markets already positioned for a more restrictive Fed, it would likely require either a clear upside surprise in core inflation or unexpectedly aggressive guidance from Warsh to extend the recent moves higher in the dollar and yields. Absent those triggers, the path of least resistance may be a modest stabilization and some relief in risk sentiment. That's all for now.